Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with University of Iowa Mobile Clinic Columbus Junction Coordinator Victoria Mendoza about National Minority Health Month. This is part two of a two-part interview. What importance does having a Spanish interpreter have for the mobile clinic?
So I would say that again, most of the people that we see are from the Columbus Junction Latino community. So we do have Spanish interpreters on site, and they're extremely vital to providing good health care for that community. And so we have trained Spanish interpreters, and they are what help to remove language barriers in our work. And they're vital in meeting the needs of the patient and also improving health care for those communities.
Do you think that's something that is lacking, you know, having an interpreter when it comes to other health care services in Iowa?
I think so. Personally, from what I know, I don't see a lot of doctors that I know of that can speak more than just English. And so I would say, yeah, that having healthcare providers that do speak Spanish or other languages like French or Swahili, like that's lacking, definitely.
You mentioned the influx of Burmese refugees, and for them in Columbus Junction area, has the mobile clinic, are they considering having a translator for them as well?
Actually, right now we're working on a needs assessment for the Burmese community to see how we could better provide for whatever healthcare needs that community specifically needs. And so that's an ongoing project that we just got started working on. And so we're hoping to get some results from that in the coming months. And I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
I just meant if the mobile clinic is interested in having a translator there for those who are Burmese.
So in that regard, we are interested in not only getting an interpreter that can help with that, but we're also interested in increasing attendance of people from the Burmese population. And so we're trying to see whether we can get an interpreter from the Burmese community in Columbus Junction to help us out. So we're looking into that because at the moment, we really only have interpreters that are within the mobile clinic organization that do interpreting. Like, we don't currently use, like, outside sources for interpreters, so we're looking to see if we can get somebody to help us from the community.
What disparities in health and healthcare do you see in the Columbus Junction community?
Yeah, I'll just speak a bit on healthcare disparities. So those are focused on access to treatment or other forms of medical care. And so, like, in minority populations especially, we don't see good healthcare access. Another important thing is that we don't see access to transportation that they might need to get certain types of healthcare. So, like, since they live in Columbus Junction, you know, some of them might not be able to drive to get to Iowa City, like, to get to the hospital if they need very specialized care. Also, like I discussed a bit, language barriers, those also lead to disparities in providing high-quality health care. And so, like, some people in these communities, like, when they go to the doctor, they might not speak English, so they might only have their children, for example, translating for them in the doctor's office. And, like, through that, they're likely not going to get the quality care that they need due to that language barrier.
Why do you think health equity is important for the mobile clinic for the university?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our organization, one of our core beliefs is that healthcare is a basic human right that all people should have access to. And so through our work, we target vulnerable populations to make quality healthcare more accessible to those people that need it. And through that, we increase positive outcomes and we hope to achieve greater health equity.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with University of Iowa Mobile Clinic Columbus Junction Coordinator Victoria Mendoza about National Minority Health Month. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.